very much. This is pretty much like a homecoming for me in many ways, because my family is very strong in labor. We formed unions, Union Stewards, and when there was union busting going on at City Hall, I was reporting on it. And I've been involved in the NDP for many years during elections. So I've actually got great sympathies with labor, and that is exactly what my platform is about here. It's about solving our problems with transit by creating a solution in terms of transit that not only will solve our problems, but we can export it to other cities. Elevated trains, ways of putting rail track into areas where there is existing housing, and it won't disturb them, and you don't have to use subways, because that's extremely expensive and cost-consuming. So I have many, many ideas for what I call jobs for life, and also getting our economy back on track, which is very important because of the one single fact that we have been deceived for many, many years about the financial state of Mississauga. On my website, I actually have the documentation from the city's own staff of how badly in debt we are in regards to not being able to pay for the infrastructure, and that we have to do high taxes, which are virtually unavoidable. So the stuff, my documentation is there, and it is the neglect of many years. And our mayor, that was her legacy. Oh, zero tax increases. Isn't she great? Actually, no. So the thing that we have to do is we have to build an industry in Mississauga that we will be able to profit from for many years and have a foundation. And that's what my ideas are about, along with accountability, and primarily having to do with having decent elections and whatnot. Because when I did not sign those documents to go on the mayor's debate, it was because of moral and ethical issues. I would not be muzzled. I would not be part of a debate in which the public and the voters were excluded from. And for Mr. Cook to say that that was okay and there was nothing wrong with it, shame on you.
Thank you. I would ask Sister Rosemary to pose you a question.
Thank you. Donald, one of the platforms of the Council of Canadians, and it's a major platform, is protection of water. Right now, our trade agreements are putting us in a position where water is commodified. It's lifted through bulk water liftings and transported from one region to another. The water from our taps is bottled and sold back to us. It's all a commodification of water. I talked already about blue communities and the idea of adopting our public service in water and wastewater treatment as protecting that as a public service, and also banning bottled water. This is a challenge in Peel because we have business partners who bottle water and bottle other drinks for us. So it's a matter of holding industry and business to that standard of recognizing water not as a commodity, but as a right to all people. How would you address that challenge?
Well, the trend right now is to get away from bottled water and back on the top of the tap water along with your own little portable container. And that's something that needs to be encouraged. We have property up in Terracotta there, and we have exactly this problem where we have water siphoned off to a local industry, well, actually to an industry in Tobico. And we have to protect the environment. It's groundwater. There's many issues attached to that that have to be really brought to the public's attention so they can appreciate it. And the idea of selling off all your assets to make a buck shows a very bad plan. So you have to get back to, as you were suggesting, the basics, that you say this is a right for people to have at a reasonable price, because if water, which of course we have to have in its many forms in our daily life, become what has been the case in other countries, almost too expensive to purchase when it goes to privatization, then that will affect our living standards severely. So, yes, we do have to keep these things in public domain and as much open to people and not in the industry, which are there to make a buck any way they can, and they don't care how. So I would have to agree, and I would support whatever can be done, depending on the particular set of circumstances, to prevent that from happening.
Thank you.
Thank you. very much.